over the last 7 or 8 years, there's probably been at least 7 or 8 serious accidents there. We're really lucky that nobody's been killed in any of them accidents, but I mean, they were just all instances where cars coming out from the side roads, from the Trenta side or the Milford side, failed to stop and, you know, just hit cars that were travelling on the M56. Something has to be done about it. Overhanging stop signs need to go on as a matter of urgency on both sides of that junction there. So if people that are travelling towards the junction can clearly see in front of them that they're, you know, it's a stop sign and that they don't drive straight across the M50.
One of the points he made was that it's not at all clear, especially for a visitor, that they're coming onto a main road, and that needs to be absolutely copper fastened because people are going out there not having any clue that they're about to hit one of the busiest roads in the county.
That's absolutely right. You know, I think myself that they should also be flashing speed signs further back from the junction as well. It needs a complete upgrade on both sides. What the long-term solution for it? We've heard all kinds of things about traffic lights and about different, you know, every one of them is both of their own merit. Probably would be a good enough idea, but it does cause other problems. And but you know, the very, very simple thing to do is to put overhead signs with arms across and a stop sign, and, you know, even there's a light flashing on it, to just make people aware that they're coming to a junction and there's a national road, you know, that they're coming to cross. Just before the election, there was one of my own election team was travelling on that road, and a tourist came out and hit him. So it's something that, you know, that's happening on a regular basis.